Good morning, everyone. As we continue to work our way through the Megillah, we're almost at the end. We find ourselves in the ninth parak. Of course, in the eighth parak, what we saw was that even though Haman has been killed, Esther cannot necessarily reverse the decree. Since the protocol has been that once the decree to wipe out the Jews has been set in place, there's not much they can do, but they at least can fight. And in the ninth parak is really where we have the battles. That's the reason we celebrate Purim, is the fact that we won these battles against the Persians. And if you look throughout the parak, in the ninth parak of the Megillah, you notice that there are these, stages of redemption. At first, it seems that the Jews are simply celebrating that they were just victorious. Vayikalu hayudim asher b'shushan. They gathered together in that year because they killed in Shushan shlosh meyosish, that they won. So the first celebration, the first stage is that they won. Some on the 14th and then some on the 15th celebrated. The next stage, it seems, is the narrator of the Megillah telling us that they established this a little bit more. They decided to make it Yom Arba Asar, a day of celebration. Simcha u'mishtev yom tov. That is the next part of the stages of celebration. And in fact, the third stage of celebration is later in this parak, in which Vayechtov Mordechai is hadvir ma'ila, Vayishlach tzivarim ha'kol ha'idim. He decides to set this into place, to establish us as a day, to have, Mishloach manos, ish l're'eyu, u'matanos le'ev yonim. This comes for sure later. The first celebration of the Megillah is maybe right away, but later down the road, later in history, it's when Mordechai writes these letters to establish this as a day that is celebrated. Now, it's interesting to note that all of the celebrations that we have on Purim that comes from this parak in the Megillah is all very physical. Mishloach manos ish lire'eyu, matanos le'ev yonim. The reason being is that the Jews in the Megillah, number one, the reason it's very normal, so to speak, is because the Megillah is normal, right? The giving gifts is a nice thing. We do it all the time. We provide good things for each other. So it's not out of the ordinary. It's not eating matzah. It's not letting a menorah. It's not sitting in a sukkah. It's normal. I'm giving gifts to the poor. There's a machlokas in the Achronim when we talk about the mitzvah matanos lev yonim. Is this a separate mitzvah from tzedakah? Is it a unique mitzvah to Purim? It's why we don't make any brachos on any of these things. They're very normal. Shalach manos, matanos levionim, a su'uda. So that's the first reason, is because the Megillah was normal. There's no name of Hashem. There was no unbelievable miracle. On the other hand, we obviously knew that everything came true. So we celebrate the miracle of Purim through these kind of, through this kind of celebration. The other reason we might be doing it is because the Jews in the Megillah progress, as Rav Aaron Lichtenstein used to point out, from ish v'ish in the beginning, very individualized. I'm on my own, I'm maybe more selfish, to kenos as kol ha'yehudim. They were joined together. They were a community, as a kehila. Right, Nikalu HaYehudim, they join together. So perhaps we celebrate Purim in a way that brings us closer together, in a way that binds us as a community, to give Shalach Manos, not just to my best friend, L'Re'eyu, just means my acquaintance, to make sure that everybody feels cared for and welcomed, and especially this year, that we might have to think extra about who needs a Shalach Manos and who could benefit from that, from that feeling of connection. And at the end of this parak of the Megillah, really fitting to this theme of how we won the story, we are told that the Jews, of course we call it Purim, because the next pasuk, kimu v'kiblu ayudim, they re-accepted. So what does that mean? So the Gemara, of course, tells us that they re-accepted the Torah, kimu mashik kiblu kvar. When we get to the ninth parak of the Megillah, and we look back after so many of the coincidences that have occurred in the Megillah to make this a successful campaign, we're overwhelmed by how unbelievable HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to run his world in such a secretive, normal fashion. And Rav Huttner used to point out the following. We don't say Hallel on Purim. So there's a number of reasons in the Gemara, either because it happens outside of Israel, or because afterwards we're still the servants of Achashverosh, or perhaps Kriyasa Zuhelila, the reading of the Megillah is Hallel. And in fact, the Meiri tells us that if you don't have a Megillah, you could just read Hallel. Now, we don't follow that approach. And Rav Huttner explains why. Because regular Hallel that we say on Erev Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, is Hallel HaMitzvah. It's big miracles, public miracles, huge celebrations, splitting of the sea, Makos, huts in the desert, Hanukkah. But the celebration of Purim is very normal. It's all these little things that happened along the way, the big son and Seresh and the Vashti and Esther and Haman and the horse and all of these different things. So we can't just say regular challah, that wouldn't work. Our Megillah, he says, when we read the Megillah, that is Hallel. That is how we celebrate Purim. We celebrate Purim in a way that reminds us that God controls the world and that it's always better when we do it as a community. Have a wonderful day.